Today's daf is daf Pei Vav. We were on the end of Pei Heim Beis, trying to figure out what's going on here. And let's take it quickly from the bottom. We said El Amar Rav Huna. We wanted to know a situation where the woman were to take a neder, and our Misha Paskin, that he can be made for her neder. If she says, anything I do, will the neder will be chal, the husband has to do a hafara. We had right, one opinion thought that she's not allowed to, she has no right to be, she's mishubedes to the husband, there's no need for afara. Rabbi Kiva Paskin, you do afara because perhaps she's going to shema itadif alav, she's going to do more, she's obligated to the husband. And then Rabbi Yochanan thought that you have to take a do afara because if she gets divorced and she'll be also, they can't remarry each other. So trying to figure out that case, it's davar shelo bali olam, her any of her actions. How is that neder chal? Why is there a need for afara? So the Gemara just concluded now, five lines, six lines from the bottom of Pei Heim Beis, El Amar of Huna, Breder of Yeshua, Balmeres Yiktashi Yadai, Lo Sein, that she'd be Maktish her hand, and the Yadayim Ha'isnaya Be'olam, says the Gemara, her hands are in the world, so therefore the Kedusha, the Neder, is Chal on her hands, and that works, and that's why you require a Hafara. So the Gemara says, V'chi Amri Hachi, and when you say such a language, such a text, Kacha, does it really work with the Kedushin, with the Neder, Bichal, V'chal, Mishah, Beden, Yadel, Baal? Her hands are owned by her husband. She has no right to be makdish her own hands. They're her husband's hands. So she says, "The amr lechi megarsha." She says, "My hands will be ned, will be aser, will be hektish the moment I get divorced." So right now, currently, she's under the auspices of her husband, and she has no rights. But she can make it tonight that it will be chal when and if they get divorced. Mara says, "Well, Hashem, yes, lo megarsha, but right now they're not divorced, and therefore she has. If it's not divorced, it's not in her bylaws to be able to do that." And how do you know when she says this language, since she's right now married, how do you know this works, that it's going to be effective later on? So the Gemara says, the Gemara answers the following. This is what we're up to now. Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Eli, Rabbi Eli explains, Ma ilu omer lechavero sadezu shani mochalcha. The person says to his friend, this sada that I'm going to sell to you, when I buy it from you, it's going to be maktish. When I buy it back from you, so I'm selling it to you now. So right now it's in my possession. I'm selling it to you, Reuven, and when I buy it back from you, it's going to be kedusha. Now I said the kedusha now while it's in my bylus. What I'm going to sell to you, though, it's not going to be my bylus anymore, but it's going to come back to me. That Kedusha will be Chal. No one's going to argue it won't be Chal. So here, Chirosa, why does it work? Right now, the hands are not in possession. Why are these comparable cases, though? So let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says, the top Ran on the page, Amar Rabbi Ila, Uma Ilu Homer Lechaver. A person says to his friend, Sada Zusha Ni Morchelcha, this is a field that I'm about to sell to you. Lech Shechachana Mimcha, when I buy it back from you, Takdish, let it be Kedusha. Milo Kadusha, will anybody say it's not Kedusha? The Kedusha won't be Chal. Hold up, Pshitilei, the Rabbi Eli, that which is so obvious to Rabbi Eli that this actually will work, the Chiyagam, the culture, that this works, Lami Masnisin, it's not from the Mishnah, Umasnisa Shmilei Hachi, Ela Svar the Nafshe Kamar, Divad the culture, it's his own personal logic, Umidamila Hachi, and he thinks it's similar to this, the Nehi Divadai Svirle, the time of the culture, Mipneshe Brishuto Hi Achshav, the reason why it works, because right now, before he sells it, it's currently in his possession. When I sell it to you, ihu gufe modedu l'kacha. Once I sell it off, then I have no right to be makdish it. Afil hachi svirlei dekonim shani oseh l'ficha l'hadamya. But still, the case of her being makdish her hands works, even though right now it's in her the possession of her husband. Delo dami l'omer l'chaveru sadeh shemecharti l'cha. It's not similar to a case. Let's say I sold the land off already. I can't say to the guy, when you sell back to me, let it be kedusha. There, everybody agrees it works, and that is not similar to the case of the woman on her hands. Why? The low kacha mishum de bizvine psika milsa kedemila kaman.
No, I think he's changing. He's saying that this doesn't. Now he's saying on a past tense that if you would have said the
right
field that I sold already
correct
to you, he would not work.
Exactly. If I sold it off
okay
already and I said let that be kedusha when I buy it back, then that will
everybody
not work.
Agrees that won't work.
Why? Mishum de bizvine psika milsa. The sale ended the relation, my relationship to this field. I sold it off already. I have no rights to it anymore. Because the property and the fruits are in the hands of the lokeach, the purchaser, not mine. Mashen ken ishan, as opposed to a woman, dechemin de gufa biyadahu, her body is her own. Umay siyadehu he, shemizaki b'chayom nabal, kisadezu, So, the Baal. So the woman owns herself. It's her actions that are going to be meshubah to the husband. Therefore, what? It's kisad zu shani mocher lecha adif minei. So it's similar to a field that I'm about to sell to you, where it's still my position. That's what it's more similar to. Should be yadu lahaktish achshav, that he has the ability to maktish it right now. So the wife has also this strength that she owns her own body to have that ability. Mishum, when it comes to a field, the moment of the hektish, so the case of the woman is actually better than the field. Because the field, there's going to be a moment in time where both the goof of the field and the pears will be out of my possession. So even though right now I own the field, I'm saying let it be Kedusha when I sell it to and buy it back. And it's going to work, because it's a svara. Even though there's going to be a moment in time where everything will be out of my rishus, as opposed to Mashenkin Gavi Isha Shagufa Liolam Rishusahum. When it comes to the woman, she has the upper hand. She has an added strength that she always has her body in her own possession, and therefore that should certainly have the Kedusha or the Nedar Bichal.
It's interesting that he doesn't mention what we learned in Ksuvos, according to Mandamar, that a person is getting remarried every second. Remember, we had that. Wasn't it like.
Yeah.
So in this case, if you hold like that, then you could say that every second that it's being renewed for one,
it's hers. Interesting.
Between each.
Well, I don't know. I guess within that,
maybe not, because there's no half second.
Yeah, because it might not be a moment of time you could point to where it's hers. It's continuous. Right. Interesting. Okay, but anyway, that's the svara of the Ron. The Ron says because. The case of the woman has a greater strength than that of the field, because again, the field, when I sell it off, there's going to be a moment of time, there's going to be a hefsek, where I will no longer have any rishus. It's going to be completely in the hands, the ownership, the use of the lokach, and when it comes back to me, the kedusha will be chal, as opposed to the isha, she always owns her guf, and therefore it should be chal. And since it's going to be chal, if she's makdish her own hands, it will be the neder is chal, and he requires a hafar. Ask the Gemara now. Ask of Rabbi Yirmiya, mi dami sadezu. Is it similar? Sadezu shani mocher lecha. I need to remember to ask Rav Weinberg about shal shudis siyum. I want to text him last night, but I'm just remember. Hopefully, we'll have a siyum this shal shudis. Okay, fine. What to do?
Elliot finishes the whole shas.
Oh, really?
Second time around.
I just wanted to remind myself. Hopefully, after this, the daf, I'll send the. Rabbi a text. Okay. Sorry, Maskala Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya asks, Mi dami, could you compare the field and the woman? Sadezu, shani mocher lecha, the field that I'm about to sell to you, again, the statement was, I want the field I'm about to sell to you, when I buy it back for you, let it be Kedusha, let it be a Hekdesh, that works, once it comes back to my possession. Hashta biyadehi, now, currently, this sad is completely in my possession before I sell it, so I have the full right to make such a stipulation. As opposed to the isha biyada lahaktish ma'is yadeha, halo dami. Isha biyada lahaktish ma'is yadeha, but the woman.
It's actually the Ron already preempted this question.
Right, but he set it up. He explained the answer, but the Gemara is saying, I don't care that her body is in her possession. Her ma'is yadeha is what we care about, and the ma'is yadeha are not in her possession right now. It's in the husband's possession, so she has no right to be maktish her ma'is yadeha. And the Gemara continues to ask. Or maybe it's an answer now. Halo dami el omer. It's only similar to the following case. The case of the woman is similar to la omer lechaver. A person says to his friend, "Sadezu shemacharti lecha." The field that I sold to you already, where it's no longer my possession, lichshekachanim imcha taktish mi kadsha. If I sell it to you and I say, "Reuven, that field that I sold to you, when I buy it back, let it be kadosh." Will anyone say the hektish is chal? Certainly not, because now I have no ownership of the land, not beguf, not beperos. And therefore, that's what the case should, that the woman should be some more similar to. And the Gemara says, Maskla Rabbi Rapapa. Rapapa asks on this comparison, Mi Dami, are those two cases similar? Gavi Zvina Psika Milsayo. when I sold off my land, I completely cut off all ties. I don't have the ownership. It's the title isn't mine, and I have no use for the fruits. But Gavi Isha, Mipsika Milsa. But by the woman, did she ever lose her complete control? Yes, she doesn't have the rights to the Maisa Deb, but her body is in her possession still. She has a partial ownership. She has full ownership of her body, just not ownership of her actions. So, Halo Dami, Ela Lo Omer L'Chaber, it's only similar to the following case. So this field that I gave to you as a collateral, when I redeem it from you, mimcha taktish, then let it be kadosh milo kacha. So that case is very similar now because the mashkan is my ownership. I have the title to this mashkan. I gave you as a collateral this car, let's say. So it's my title. I just can't use it because you have to keep it as your collateral. When I redeem it from you, when I pay you back whatever I owe you, the debt, and you return the car back to me, that kedusha will be chal. Who will argue? So the woman's the same case. Right now, her hands are almost a mashkon to her husband. But she has the title of her hand. She's a title of herself. When she gets it back, when they get divorced, and she has the full ownership to use it, the kedusha should be chal. Sounds like a very good comparison.
But let me ask you a question. When the woman says, eino nizan is eino...
I forget the lashon exactly, but
okay. When she says that, still masiyadi are his, because we
no. When she opts out, the masiyadi are no longer his. The way it works, midirabban, we say that he feeds her. And in turn, any ma'aseh go back to him. That's the relationship that they have. But if she says, listen, I have a very successful business I'm running here. It's not worth it for me. Better for me to work here and get all the surplus and not having to rely on you to pay me, she's allowed to opt out.
And she keeps, according to the mall, she keeps this, the additional also.
In a situation where that relationship is still solid, where she's getting supported by him and she's working, if she works above that, she's going to keep it.
Okay.
Okay. So the Gemara says that it sounds like right now a very good comparison. The case of the Mashkon where he has title of the Mashkon but doesn't have the ability to use the Mashkon currently, and that condition would be Chal. So to she, even though she has title, even though she can't use her hands, her Ma'aseh, but she has title of her hands, that Kedusha, or in this case, that Nether should be Chal. The Gemara says you can't compare those two cases either, because now Maskev LaRav Shisha Brei D'Rav Idi. Me Dami, are those two cases similar? Sada biyado liftoso. When it comes to field, so I have every right, as long as I get the right money, amount of money, I could redeem my car whenever I want to. It's all up to me. As opposed to Isha biyado liskarish. But does a woman have the right to divorce herself? Certainly not. The husband has the right to divorce, but she never has the right. So, yes, it's similar in the fact that right now she has title of her hands, but she can't use the hands. But what it doesn't have in similar, I cannot bring back the Maisa Deb back to my hands ever, the woman. She can never redeem the hand. She can never divorce herself, and therefore it's not quite comparable.
But she could say any Nizan is any similar. She has a chance to opt out.
That's what Ron asks. You see that in the Ron, in the footnote? Very good. You look at the Ron. Look at the Ron around 10 lines up. Dibor maschil isha biyadol hiskarish. Or it's, if you want it easier, it's 6 Y lines down. Isha biyadol hiskarish. Does a woman have the right to divorce herself? But to me, as a question, v'chemin shem biyadol shiachol nidro k'shirta kiyamor nami l'chim megarsha l'chayel. Then she doesn't have the right, she doesn't have the ability to divorce herself, the nether's not going to be chal. Says the Ran, Makshu Hacha, the Rishon asks the following question. Isha Nami Biyadahu, Shiachal Nidro, Kol Shava Shah Shishtuta. A woman also has the right to have the Nedah Chal whenever she wants. Why? The Ha Kaimalan Kravhuna, Damar Yichol Isha, Ta'a Isha Shitomar Lubaila, Aini Nuzenes Veina Osa. Like you just said, this is your question. Very good. That she could always say, you know what? I don't want to work for you anymore. I don't want to be fed by you. I'm going off on my own. We're going to still stay married. I have no right to have you divorce me. But I'm going to be independent when it comes to my Ma'aseh Deb. And since my Ma'aseh Deb will be in my possession now, the nether will be chal. It's very similar to the case of the Mashkon then. Says the Ran, Yesh Lomer, one could suggest, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Damar Yefer, La Mishim Mashi, He Isha Chayeves La'asos Labayla, V'chol Shavuot Tachas Mezonos. Kamar. So maybe you could say within Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says that you require Hafara, it's not because that which the Isha is chayv to do for the husband for every week, it's to replace the mezonos. Maybe it's not that way. Share, Asai Kamar, Dahainu Mishkal Tchame Shlam, Behuda, Shem Esim Shlam Megala, that's the mount. Dimi Shimhani Bilachud, for that reason alone, Lekalmemer Shem Yigarshenu, B'teyasur Lachzor. You wouldn't have said that it's, perhaps they'll get divorced and then they'll be asked to each other. Share Efshel Labal, Lizar Mimen and Mekach. Elahacha Bosaris Kohana Shela Abaila Askinon Afil Osan Sheva Mlachos, Shechayeves Lasos Lo. And it's talking about a situation where she prohibits all the actions that she's obligated to the husband, cooking for him and so on.
She cannot say any
nizan is the any. Exactly. She can't remove herself from these malachos. These are not in placement of the mizonos. She tomar ein mizonos vein in osa. We're talking about not her ma'isya deh of her job as her parnasa. That's not ma'isya deh we're talking about. We're talking about the seven malachas that she's obligated to do, cooking and grinding and laundering. Those are the things that she ma'isya deh that we're referring to, and that she has no right to mafkia from her husband. Okay, so then the Gemara is still trying to figure this out. The Gemara says five lines up, last word on the line. Ha lo damya ella, it's only similar. The case of the wife is only similar to the following case now, which is la omer le chavero, a person says to his friend, Sadazu Shemashanti Lacha Lesser Shanim. He says to his friend, I'm going to give you this as a collateral for 10 years. Lichtafdena mimcha, when I redeem it from you, Tiaktish Mila Kadsha. So when I redeem it, I guess within 10 years, will not be, and let it be Kedusha. Will anyone think that the Kedusha will not be Chal? Certainly it will be Chal. So why is this case different? So if you look at the Ran on the bottom, four lines up, the Ran says, Holo Damya, is only similar to the following case, Perish, Ela'im Damanesla. If you want to compare it to a case, Loha, Vada Damanes, it's certainly comparable to the following case, La'omer L'chaveru Sabdazu, Shemeshachanti L'cha, that field, oh, that I already gave to you, up. Oh. Before we're talking about that, I will give. No, I'm going to forget it. That which I gave to you already, le'eser shanim, tikdosh tikacha, it will work. Avagav dein biyada liftosa, kodem le'eser shanim. Ah, he puts a limit. I'm not allowed to redeem it before the 10 years. So there's a limit. Ishinami avagav dein biyada liskarish kodem le'eser. So here also, similar to the case of the woman, that she's not able to redeem it all herself at all. Now, we're obviously going to reject this, because there's a certain time limit. Eventually, you can redeem the mashkum. But at this point, there's a certain limit that even though right now I can't redeem the mashkum, I still have the ability to make it kadosh. So too by the isha. And the Gemara asks the obvious question, two lines from the bottom, maskula Rav Ashi, midami, are they similar? Hasam kates. At least by the mashkum, there's a eventual end that I can eventually redeem it after 10 years. But isha mi isla ketusa, is there a time limit? Is there ever a point in time where, oh, now she could divorce herself? No, of course not. She's never able to divorce herself. So there's still, it's more similar than before, but still not similar enough. Well, it looks like we're going to finish very early today. Okay, the Gemara says on the top, sounds like the final answer. Ella, what's going on here? Ella, Amar Rav Ashi, Shiny Konmos. Konmos are different. Dechi Kedushas Aguf Dami. They're similar to Kedushas Aguf. What does that mean? Uch the Rava, we saw this a few times already together. In Pesachim, we saw this all in the beginning. We saw this in Yevamos together. The Amar Rava, Hekdesh. Chometz v'shichur mafkiin midei shibur. What's going on here? Let's say I have a shibur that I owe you money, and you have a lien on my bread. Let's say, so if I makdish that bread no longer, you no longer have a lien on that bread. I could remove your mafkia, your shibur, by being makdish that bread. Or if Pesach comes around, and obviously chametz is aser and Pesach, that's a karish. That Issa Kares will also be me mafkia, the shibud you have. And let's say I had placed my Eved as your point of collection. If I'm a shach for the Eved, by freeing the Eved, that also is mafkia, the shibud that you have. So what does this do for all of us? So we see that konos, nedarim, are similar to hektish. Right? Hektish and makdish kedushas guf. So if she's going to be makdish her hand, we say she has no rights to her hand because it's not hers. The husband has a shibud on it. No, but she's just like I could be makdish this bread that you have a shibud on, or makdish this thing in the house you have a shibud on, and that could be mafgiyah your shibud. She could be makdish her own hand, and by way of that be mafgiyah the shibud the husband has on her hands. We'll read the Ran in a moment. So let's read the Ran now, actually. Ron says on the top of Pei Vav Amar Beis. Ella Amar Rav Ashi Shiny Kone Most the Kedushas Kuf Tami. It's like Kedushas Kuf. Sharei Hein Kedushas Ham Mizbech. It's like Kedushas Mizbech. The two types of Kedushas here. There's a Kedushas Damim in general. There's Kedushas Damim and there's Kedushas Mizbech. Says the Ran, Dichihecha de Kauchim Mizbech Ein Lem Pidyon. Just like when I'm Makdish an animal. Kedushas Mizbech, Kedushas Guf. When I have an animal that's going to go on the Mizbech, it's called Kedushas Mizbech, but it's also called Kedushas Guf. Because there's Kedusha in the body of the animal itself. I cannot redeem it. It's not a monetary Kedusha. It's an actual Kedusha that exists on the body of the animal. And Ein Lem Pidyon, I can't redeem it. Kach Ein Pidyon Lekonim Sheyeh Motel Limishin Eser Alav. So too, if I am being makdish in Tars Neder, something that's aser midin hektish, it cannot be podet to the one who it's aser to. V'chevin dekonim kedushas gufu. Since it has some inherent kedusha now to it, mafkia midei shibud shimushubedesh lebavachal. So once the woman's makdish her hand and this kedushas guf to her hand, it removes the shibud the husband has on, like we just explained. That's why Shmuel Paskin, Kirby Yochum, and Nuri, going back to yesterday's daf, Afagav, the sphere lay, Lishmuel, even though Shmuel holds in general, Dein other Makdish Dabar Shalom Be'al Yalom, and she shouldn't be able to be Makdish or Ma'isya there, Mishum Diyadei Isha, Isnai Ba'olam, her hands are in the world, Umatzi Mekdishalo, she can be Makdish her hands, Bekonim Shumafgiyam Mideshiba, and it's going to remove the lien that the husband has. Ulakamei, we're about to ask a question, we'll leave that out for now. Let's read the next few rounds, actually, to understand these cases. So that's the pshat, though. She's makdish her hands because her hands are in the olam, and it works even though the husband has a shibud. The kedushas guf is going to be makdish, will be mafgir, rather, the shibud of the husband. Okay. Says the round further. Dama Rava. Rava says, hektesh. Kigon ase shoro apotikim. So I owe somebody money. I owe the bank money. The bank let me have a mortgage from the bank. I said, if I don't pay you back the money, I'm going to pour in my ox here as a potiki. A potiki, the Gemara in Baba Kama says, I forget exactly how they touch it, but like azev potika.
Yeah, but it's interesting because in Spanish,
yeah,
mortgage is hipoteca.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fascinating.
So I think that it's not. It's just like what they're trying to you know. Very often the Gemara tries to put, you know, a Hebrew explanation as the...
Interesting.
How do they mention it? It's
just, they say apo to kai,
yeah,
or something.
Apo te kai.
Yeah.
On this it's going to be...
Yeah.
Yeah, but really, it's really a Latin word.
May Latin got it from us, from Hebrew?
Yeah.
Gemara, Aramaic.
But very often, let's say, you know, the Gemara uses... tries to find some kind of Hebrew source on
Prusbol, they do also. Prusbol, they try to find something.
It's even though we know that it's not, but they just try to find
could
some.
Be. I don't know etymology.
Tefillin, which one is it?
Tefillin, the Gemara Menachah says.
Totafot,
yeah. Toe is something. Two in Africa and Po and
right,
the other language.
It's also the same thing, but it's the opposite, actually, because they're trying to find the. Like,
like other languages for a Hebrew word.
Right.
Okay, so anyway, so the case is the bank lends me money. I say, if I don't pay you back, you can collect my shore as yours, as apotiki. That was a specific placement of the collecting of the debt. I said, you know what, this is a very nice plump shore. I'd like to give it onto Mizbeach. So makdish my shore. Mafki also akdish shibud hamalva. By me being makdish my shore, it removes the lien that the bank has on my shore. V'gova chova mimach mecha, they have to collect from some other place, some other property of mine. V'hu kash le carbon, and that ox is kash le carbon. V'lo havi gezel, it's not stealing from the bank. Even v'lo havi kanile, the bank never owned my shore. Ela l'govai ba'amo, it's only a point of collection. V'dafka kedushas aguf, only when I'm makdish kedushas aguf for the mizbeach. About kedushas damim lebedek abayis, let's say I say I want the shore, I'm being makdish lebedek abayis, which means when I redeem that, I can't use it. When I make the shore into bedek abayis, it's not that I can bring it onto mizbeach anymore. All it means is that if I want, once I redeem the shore, I need to take that value of the shore and give that money to the Beis HaMikdash for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, the Bedek HaBayis. That Kedushas Bedek HaBayis will low mafkiyashi, but it's not strong enough to remove the lien. Kedetanan be'erchem be'perek shum ha'yisomim, that perek says, Mosif or O Dinar, upodes nechasim halol v'chulei, shim hektish halol v'nechasif, shim osif ha'mal v'dinar al havasav, upodes nechasim ipnei shim maris ayin, shal yomu hektish yotu b'lopidion v'gov v'chavok. I'm not sure what he's referring to there. Okay. Now, interesting what he says at the end here. He says, Kach Kosev Rashi, Zechon Levracha, Peperek Afalpi. Aval Rabbeinu Tam, says the Ron, at the end of this Dibur Maschil, Zechon Levracha, Cholik Alav, the Rabbeinu Tam argues in Rashi, Sheafilu Hekdesh Dome Mafgia Mideshibur, Vein Kamachum Harach. He's just pointing out there's a machlokus. Rabbeinu Tam thinks even Kedusha's Domim has the strength to Mafgia the Shibur. Alright, interesting machlokus.
I think that what Ron was saying before is that if somebody if somebody gives you something and they as a poetic key and they owe you that and you want to collect it, normally you should be able to take it without a chomesh.
Only the owner pays a chomesh.
Right, but in this case, since the owner doesn't have any money to avoid marasayin, they make the love the malve. Give the fifth.
It's what he's saying. But how is that a proof that kedushas damim is not mafkir shibur? Because the fact that the malva is collecting point.
The fact that the malva can go ahead and take and collect his debt.
The shibur is still there.
The shibur is still there. Yeah.
Very good. Okay, back to the Gemara now. So that's how we prove the case. That's how we explain the case of when she's makdish her own hands. She's makdish her hands, therefore is going to be mafkia the shibur to the husband. I'm just having a hard time understanding how, when she's makdish her hands, we compare that to kedushas aguf, though.
I also it's not exactly the same.
Right, I'm not sure if it's kedushas damim either, but he didn't really explain this. He just the Gemara is assuming this, and the Rambam just says just like it's kedushas guf for a mizbech for an animal, so too when she makdish her hands is also kedushas aguf. And the way he's saying here is that there's no pidyon, that's the point. There's no pidyon. The fact that there's no pidyon, that she can't redeem herself, tells us that it's strong. There's a Ketos Choshen that's quoted on the bottom here. The Ketos Choshen says the only time that this works actually, the Kedusha will be Chal, if it's a Kedusha, what he calls a Konim Prati, a very specified nether, where she says a davar mesuim al adam echad, my hands are also to this person. That's very, very limited and very defined. When it comes to what he calls a konim kalali, that she asers the entire world without specifying anybody, that's not considered a kedushas guf because there is a way out to have a pidyon. Remember we saw earlier, I guess.
We saw that anything that you are also to the whole world is similar to a korban.
But he's saying, he quotes from Ran Dav Lamed Hey, that if she or somebody creates an Isser to the world, the Olam, that does have a pidyon.
Yeah, because it's compared to Hekdesh. We learned that before.
Hekdesh of Kedusha Damim.
Yes.
Okay.
We learned that when somebody, if the Ran said that if somebody is Asser something to the whole world, it has a Mamish Halacha like Kedusha Damim.
Why? What's the difference?
It's hard to understand.
Okay.
Okay,
but there's a whole big discussion here in the Ktsos and the Nesivos and the other Achronim as well. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now asks on this premise, Ihachi, that's the case. This is the case that we understand now. She's makdish her own hands. Ihachi, lamali shema yigashenu. Why is it because, why does Yochum and Nuri say perhaps they might get divorced? Why should that be the reasoning? Meaning, the Ran explains, Ihachi, it's around 8 medium wide lines up, Ihachi, the Paka Shibuda, the Baal, Lamali Shema Yigashenu, Mehashta Kaddish. Why does Rabbi Yochum Ben Nuri have to explain the reasoning? Because if we're assuming now that when she's makdish her hands, there's no longer a Shibud from the husband, why do you need an issue? Why is the reason called Shema Yigashenu? From now already, Kedusha should be Chal. It shouldn't be, perhaps they'll get divorced and then the Hekdesh should be Chal later on. It's Chal right now, because the moment she says it, the Shibud is knocked off, and there's a Kedushas Chal. So Gemara explains and says, Tani v'od Shema Yigashenu. Two reasons. One is because the Hekdesh is Chal now, and there's another reason, because perhaps they'll get divorced, and then she'll never be able to get remarried to him, because she'll be completely Asur too. So it's really, the Gemara's Rabbi Yochum Ben Nuri is really a second reason to the already understood reason of that right now the Kedusha is Chal. Okay. Says the new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us as far as go, I guess we'll just do Mishnah. We're not going to do the Gemara today. The Mishnah says, Nader Ishto, if his wife takes another Vesavar, Shinader Bito, but he thought it was actually her daughter, the daughter who took another. Or let's say another Bito, Vesavar, Shinader Ishto, or the daughter takes another, but he thought it was her. His wife that took the another. Nadir b'nazir, she takes nether to be a nazir, v'savash another b'karbon, but he thought she was taking nether just to bring a carbon. Or let's say she took another b'karbon, she took another to bring a carbon, but v'savash another b'nazir, but he thought she took another to become a nazir. So obviously all these cases are examples of there's some mistake. Nadir b'natein and v'savash another b'hanavim, she took another not to have figs, but he thought she took another not to have grapes. Or nadir b'hanavim, she said she can't have grapes, v'savash another b'natein, and he thought she took another not to have figs. All these cases, since it was a hafar b'taos, you require a new hafar. So let's look at, there's not much Ran here, but let's see what the Ran says. The Ran says, two wide lines down, Nidra isha v'savar shenadar bito, shamar lo shebito nadar bito kach hefer okayim. Someone told her, oh, by the way, your daughter make another. So she took a, so he made a hafar. But he realized it was really the wife who did it afterwards. Or savar shenadar b'karbon, shamar lo she'asar aleh davar echad, and they said to her, they said to the husband, your wife said something that she's going to be usher, and she said like a carbon. So he assumed, oh, it must have been she took upon herself a carbon, but really she took upon herself her nazir. Hareza yachsev yafer, says the Ran, ta kama o hafara kamaisa came into betos avid lomahani v'lamidi. Since it was on a mistake, it doesn't work. V'hachi isa betos after behed yashim hikim betos yachal hafer. If a person does hakama also. Our mission is only talking about a hafara, but let's say the hakama was also based on the taos. That's a first tosefta. That too, you could retract on the hakama. The tanya hasam nether isha v'kaim la. The woman takes a nether and he's mekayim it. The savar bito nadra bito v'kaim la v'savar isha nadra hareza yeh. For all those situations, you could always retract because initially it was based on a mistake that you heard.
By giving all these specific cases, does that imply that there are other cases where if you heard a mistake,
maybe it would be chal? I guess you're asking, in essence, why have so many different cases?
Yeah,
just to be very clear.
Rule?
I wonder. The Gemara doesn't say any tshichus. Usually they'd say, why do you need this case? The Gemara looking ahead does not point to that. So why do we have so many examples in the Mishnah? That's a good question. It seems so, like a lot of them. There are like eight different cases here. It seems all unnecessary. It's actually three cases, but three cases that are all opposite each other. That's really three that are six. So why do we have all these cases?
Let's see.
Here it's the Mishnah Uvash Toshamikri Mimikra Rishon Habal Uhav Ta'a Bezahuta Shil Hanoderet in the person. The mikra sheni ta'uto haita b'mahuto shel haneder. Ve'ilu mikra shlishi ta'uto haita b'davar shemimenu ki haneder. That's bringing three different type of mistakes.
Right, one is we don't weren't sure who said the nether.
Right.
One is what type of nether, right. Nether, and one is what the nether's on, which the chevs is.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's right. I see that in the bottom here. So that's in Muki Yosef says, Mugwetza says something along those lines as well.
The English doesn't say that. Does the English bring that? Does
that?
No. The Hebrew has it.
Okay. Fine. So okay. I guess earlier.